happy to welcome always the guests that speak at the Detroit Economic Club. That would include our next guest, who I think will be introduced by the Planning and Development Director of the City of Detroit, Maurice Cox, coming up on February 12th, 6 days from now, at the Detroit Econ Club. And you get information at econclub.org, econclub.org. Alan Malik is here. And good morning, Mr. Malik.
Good morning, Paul.
It's nice to have you on the program, and it's a big deal that you're speaking at the Detroit Economic Club. And you've tackled a topic that's going to be uncomfortable but important, and that is that as our great industrial cities change, evolve, Detroit being one of them, that's unfortunately, if you look at it honestly, also turning into places of growing inequality, which led to you writing the book, The Divided City, Poverty and Prosperity in Urban America. And it's what you'll talk about at the Detroit Economic Club in 6 days. And you've been working in cities most of your life. What prompted you to write this book?
Well, what prompted me to write it, and this is something that goes back now maybe 20, 30 years, is that, you know, back in the 70s, people had all but written off America's older cities. And then starting maybe 20 years ago, they started to revive and come back. And all of a sudden, you had this whole new story about cities are coming back, cities are reviving. But as I went to these cities and worked in these cities and talked to people, I realized there were actually two things going on. Yes, there was this amazing revival, and you can see it in downtown Detroit and downtown St. Louis and Pittsburgh and other places. But at the same time, it wasn't really reaching most of the people in the city. And what was happening is that the cities were becoming more unequal, more polarized, more divided between people who were getting better off and people who were getting worse off, neighborhoods that were thriving, and at the same time, neighborhoods that were falling apart. And Detroit is really, you know, a very powerful example of this.
You know, it's funny you mentioned this because, matter of fact, I used to have discussions with the former president of the United Auto Workers and still good friend, Ron Gettelfinger, who really sounded the alarm on this like you did a long time ago, Alan. And it was as simple as, the divide between the haves and the have-nots was growing every day, and that wasn't going to end up well.
I don't think it's going to end up well. I don't think you can have a country that's a healthy country which is polarized between growing numbers of rich, growing numbers of poor people, and fewer people in the middle. I don't think that's a recipe for a healthy society or a healthy economy.
So in all of your studies, and you've been looking at this a while, Alan Malik with us, The Divided City, Poverty and Prosperity in Urban America, I would guess that you would say this not just applies to great old industrial cities like Detroit, but in the suburbs as well.
Yeah, and in fact, one thing that's happening is if you go back again 30, 40 years, most suburbs were kind of, you might call them middle suburbs, middle class, middle income people. I mean, there were a few wealthy suburbs like Grosse Pointe and a few poor ones, but most of them were in the middle. Now you're seeing more wealthy suburbs and more suburbs that are actually getting poorer and losing homeowners, losing market value. And so, absolutely, I mean, you're seeing the same polarization between more rich, more poor, taking place in the suburbs of the cities as well.
Well, then I guess this begs, and for people who want to hear more of what you have to say, they will join you in 6 days for the Detroit Economic Club. There's a way to get some tickets at econclub.org, econclub.org. I guess, have you come up with an answer or what we should start to try to do to fix this growing problem?
Well, I mean, it's a complicated problem, but I think it really starts with how do we help people move out of poverty? How do we have more of a focus on getting people into jobs, getting kids into better education so that people can move out of poverty. Because ultimately, the biggest issue in Detroit is the fact that it is the poorest major city in the United States. And all the wonderful things that might be happening in downtown are not going to change that unless people really say, how are we going to systematically focus on reducing poverty and helping the people in this city get out of poverty?
I think
that's probably the main message I want to talk about.
Alan, there is a bigger push now than ever in Detroit to address that the neighborhoods. Now, I've always called downtown Detroit also one of the neighborhoods, but the other neighborhoods are now getting some attention they had not gotten, and that's good. And I asked in my Monday morning newspaper column this past Monday in the Detroit News, the question, after we had this big freeze last week, I mean, it was bitter, dangerously cold, and all of the warming centers that were set up were overflowing, and the question was to some people, why don't we have more warming centers? And I said, no, the question should be, why do we have so many homeless that need warming centers?
Exactly. If we had decent housing for the people who lived in this city, we wouldn't need warming centers.
Boy, it's a quick and easy answer, but a tough one to get to. But I appreciate you diving in with the divided city, poverty and prosperity in urban America. You'll have a chance to meet and hear from Alan Malik 6 days from now at the Economic Club of Detroit. Go to econclub.org. Alan, thank you for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.